Well, yesterday there was a sod turning for the Waimarino Health Centre expansion in Raitihi. And we're joined today by Te Mātuku Chief Executive Elijah Pue, who says the milestone reflects years of community advocacy and a commitment to keeping whānau voice at the centre of health service design. Thanks for your time, Elijah. Welcome once again to Irirangi Wā. Te ko Dale tēnei. Tēnā koe, Elijah.
Morena te alotira, morena tātou, kei te motu.
Tēnā koe, this is significant for the community of Raitihi. Would you be kind enough to just talk with us about how important a stage we've got to this kaupapa, which stretches back some years, in fact. Could you set us up by giving us an overview of where we're at in Waimarino Health Centre expansion, please, Elijah?
Yeah, so this has been 7 years in the making. Raitihi, as most people should know, is quite a rural, isolated community, so access to integrated health services is difficult at the best of times, and with a currently stressed health system, particularly in primary care, it is quite difficult to get care to where it's needed. And so this expansion is an investment by Te Whatu Ora, which has been called on for a number of years by local iwi, by the community and others, to say we need some investment because we need to do better. How can the government use their investment to integrate some of the services that exist? Now, I'll be very clear that 7 years in the making, this was initially announced by Chris Hipkins, who was the Minister of Health at the time. So, as I say, my community has been waiting a long, long time for this to happen. So we're really excited that the sod was turned and that the now government, Minister Simeon Brown and Minister Ducey, have both announced the ongoing investment. So it's definitely a step in the right direction.
Well, the original vision, if I recall, was for an integrated wellness centre. This project actually delivering a significant extension and refurbishment. How do you see the development contributing to that longer-term aspiration, Elijah?
Yeah, I was very clear that this isn't quite the integrated wellness centre that this community had called for. We did a whole bunch of community consultations with the Ruapehu Whānau Transformation Plan around an integrated one-stop shop wellness centre that focuses on wellness, not illness, but with whānau ora at the heart. Unfortunately, with the level of investment that the government has announced, we haven't quite got there with wellness, but it is a step in the right direction and we are grateful. But I do hope that we get to a point where we move away from traditional Western practices of providing health at a time that you're ill to providing wellness services so that you can stay well and be well in a way that makes sense for you and your whānau.
Tēnā koe. Well, bricks and mortar are welcome. Really, health service delivery is about people. How are we to, guarantee or ensure that the right people will be staffing the facility once it's up and running?
Yeah, this is going to be a co-location of a bunch of Te Whatu Ora community services, midwifery, public health, district nursing and mental health and others with primary care. So the general practice will be moving in. Now, it's no surprise that we have a significant staffing shortage across the motu in primary care, but it is even such more so exacerbated in rural isolated communities. We currently don't have a permanent doctor, general practitioner in our general practice. That's been a concern. We've had to pivot, and I think that's the real push for wellness, is that you shouldn't necessarily need to rely on a traditional general practice operating on 15-minute consults when you're unwell. But if we shift the dial to such that it's wellness, it's working with different models of health and well-being that aren't solely traditional, then we should push for, we turn the dial on better health outcomes for patients in whānau. I hope we can do that. But it's certainly a challenge in our community.
Tēnā koe. Could you describe the community and numbers, population base, etc., that will be serviced by the new facility when it's up and running, Elijah?
Yeah, so we have our population is around Raitihi, Ohakune, Tangiwai, Waiuru, so broader Waimarino district or the southern Ruapehu area. We have a patient population of about 7,000. Majority of those patients are what we call high needs or high deprivation. So we're at a deprivation 8 in our area. So it just gives you a bit of an idea of the level of need. Majority Māori and high levels of unemployment You might remember, Dale, a couple of years ago, I think we talked about the closure of the Winstone pulp mill, both sawmill and pulp mill. The Chateau Tongariro is now closed. We're struggling with, in terms of the level, the amount of snow on the mountain. So it is, I don't want to say it's dire, but it certainly is a tricky place to live in terms of trying to find ongoing permanent employment and remaining in the district itself.
Yeah, thanks, Elijah. We're seeing the rise in virtual and digital consultancy in the health sector. Is this something that's been factored into how the centre might operate in the future?
Yeah, we're doing that now. The general practice is doing that at the moment. And for the most part, it's working well. But as we could all expect, the virtual consults only go so far. The general practice do work on a locum program, so we do regularly have doctors in, but they're only coming for 4 or so weeks at a time. As I say, it works to a certain extent, but it's certainly not ideal.
Tēnā koe, but understandable too, under the circumstances. Te Matuku joined the project governance group only about 12 months ago. What difference has the Iwi Māori Partnership Board been able to make in ensuring community priorities remained central to decision-making, Ewa?
Yeah, the Iwi Māori Partnership Boards across the motu have quite distinct influential levers that it can use to force Te Whatu Ora to act and to respond to Wānau Voice, to respond to the needs of the community. And I've come in with that in mind to say our community set out to do a Puhu Wānau transformation and a subsequent community consultation piece to say we wanted a wellness centre, we want it to be integrated, and we want people to be at the centre of it. And so my role was really ensuring that the community perspectives and Wānau Voice was central to the decision-making that both Te Whatu Ora and the community were making on behalf of the community. So we were using those, yeah, I suppose, our really distinct role. And I was quite clear that it really solidifies the role of an IMPB across the motu. We become involved in things where it makes sense. We put community needs and Wānau Voice at the centre, ensuring that people and Wānau Ora is central to the way in which resourcing decisions are made for the community.
Thank you, Elijah. Looking ahead to the completion of the project, which is scheduled for next year, curious to know about its design. Are there Māori concepts interwoven into the design as well? And ultimately, what's it... Would you be able to describe what it's going to eventually look like and what costs are involved?
Yeah. So the government, from memory, announced a $4.4 million investment. It is an extension of an existing health centre. The architects, Dalgleish, have done their best to work within that envelope and use the concept of what we're calling the Kahui Maunga. So we're a mountain community, right, and part of the wider mountain clan. So they've been able to incorporate certain design elements around Te Kahui Maunga and around the fact that we're a mountain ruapehu community. So there's that, but also the architects have been really good to ensure that this isn't simply just a facility that looks really nice but doesn't necessarily provide good service. We're focused... and we've been clear in the project steering group that we want this refurbishment and extension to be as extended as much as possible in terms of bricks and mortar and really functional to ensure integration. So we haven't necessarily gone to building a state-of-the-art building, but building something that is really functional and places our people at the centre. So we're expecting July next year in terms of program for it to be finished and for us to turn cut a ribbon, and that's really, really exciting for our community.
Yeah, tēnā koe. It's great to be talking about Raitihi as well. Just while we're at it, anything else interesting happening in the hood?
We had a great weekend on the Maunga. Snow has finally arrived. Winter has arrived in Ohakune, so a very busy weekend. I think the visitor numbers were just under 10,000 for both Friday, Saturday and Sunday. So that's a good thing. Snow is on the up and long may it last.
Tēnā koe. You a skier as well, Elijah?
I'm not a good skier, but I'll ski if necessary. My nieces and nephews are up there. They go to the local kura and they're usually up there 2 or 3 days a week. So I try and get up there as a bit of a turn off from the devices and a breakaway from mahi.
Tēnā koe. It's good catching up with you again, Elijah. Thanks very much for talking about the sod turning for the Waimarino Health Centre. Some positivity in a rather bleak news landscape at times for Ngāi Māori interests. So this is a good one, and wishing those guys on the construction site and all associated with it all the best. Let's hope it is wrapped up and ready for action sometime next year. Good to catch up with you again, though, Elijah. Thanks for sharing some time with us today.
Kia ora, Dale.
Tēnā koe, ngā mihi.